Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well. I appreciate your time as always on a Saturday afternoon. Tell us about the Grafton to Inverell race.
Yeah, it was on last weekend. It's a pretty time-honoured race. It's a big race like the Melbourne to Warrnambool. And with the calendar now running to Oz Cycling, they're trying to get the big races running, you know, within a couple of weeks of each other. 238 kilometres, and Bendigo Riders did really well. A young guy from Melbourne won it, not from Bendigo, but his name was Rudy Porter. Anyway, apart from that, a minute behind him was Bendigo's Pastrighetti in 12th place, and also a few seconds behind that was Tasman Nankervis in 27th, and Spencer Evans having his first ever big-time race in 48th place. And Spencer, of course, is Alexander Evans' little brother. Mm-hmm. He's only 18. So some really good rides by the young kids from Bendigo, I reckon.
That's what we like to see, the young generation coming through, as we always say, don't we, Noel? See if my geography's good around Australia. Gibraltar to Inverell?
Got it, mate.
Hey.
It's a special edition, a special version of the Grafton to Inverell, shortened a little bit for the young ladies. It's called the Women's Gibraltar to Inverell. Without doubt, they could ride the whole distance, but they decided to make the ladies' race a bit shorter.
Yep.
And Peter Mullins was very, very close to winning that. She came third. And, of course, Peter Mullins is popping up in every race that's being raced at the moment. Huge. She's got good form. Or every day of the year, I reckon, that young lady. So it's a great third to Peter Mullins there. Congratulations, Peter.
Yeah, and the Giro d'Italia. I reckon that's in Italy. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. Yeah, they're nearly into their first week being finished, and Chris Hamilton, you don't see Chris on the telly much, but he's working hard for his team, and they're doing okay. Chris is the only Bendigo representative in it, and there's actually 8 Australians in the Tour of Italy this year, or the Giro d'Italia. Interesting thing, the other day, a car driven by the Australian team, the bike exchange, Scott ran in the back of a rider, and the guy driving the car from Australia has been kicked off the Tour. So it wasn't a cyclist getting kicked off this time. It was the car driver. He just had a bit of an attention lapse there, and bang, he ran into someone, knocked the bloke off his bike. It could have been really bad, and the guy was pretty angry, of course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it is that simply what it was? It was a distraction thing? Because you see it on the TV, and it's like he's hit him. Like, you could just see the build-up to it.
No, it was mayhem. Another car pulled up beside the guy. The guy's name was Gene Bates. He's an Australian director sportif for our bike exchange team, the Australian team. And he's been around a long time. He's been run the women's team for Jerry Ryan's teams for years, and he's a very experienced driver in a car. And another car came up beside him, the Casitas team car, red car, and they were passing something from the windows, like a bottle or whatever, or a howdy-doody note or something. I don't know what they were doing.
Yep.
He must have taken his eyes off the road, and bang, he's run into some poor guy. So it didn't look very good for cycling, actually, so he's been booted off the Tour for that.
And let's turn our attention, Noel, to our juniors. How are they going?
Yeah, good. Yeah, they had a big tour last weekend in Ararat over there. A bit colder weather over in Ararat for them than what Bendigo was last weekend, but some good results. In the under-17 men's, young Jamie Coles from Bendigo had a very close second. He nearly won that one. Mm-hmm. And in the under-17 women, Lilith Jones, a local from Bendigo, came second, and Belinda Bailey came third. So some good juniors getting up on the podium in the Ararat Tour. There's probably a lot more than that went in the Tour, and they all had personal bests and rode really well. But hats off to all the juniors leaving Bendigo to get out in the big wide world and support other towns with their tours too. So it's great to see.
Well, speaking of out in the big wide world, tomorrow, weather's not looking the best. I guess, you know, events still go ahead, I'm guessing. But there is an event tomorrow?
Yeah, Bendigo District Cycling Club are putting on their race, which has been going for a long time now. It's one of the bigger races of the Bendigo Cycling Club's calendar. It's called the Melville Caves Classic, and you've got to climb right to the top of Melville Caves. First of all, you've got to get there. You've got to leave Woodstock, which is out near Newbridge, and meander your way through all the back roads until you eventually go up towards Inglewood, and you go to Melville Caves, which is a beautiful, picturesque, granitic rock area, and they climb right to the top this year. So first time they've ever climbed right to the top on that climb, so there'll be some sore legs tomorrow for sure in the Melville Caves Classic.
Anyone that we should be looking out for potentially?
In that race?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. Dan, you've thrown me out a little bit there.
That's all right.
Do you want me to just have a stab in the dark?
Go for it.
Tasman Nankervis.
There you go. There's a name that
he's always... He's a good climber, and he's got good form, that kid, so we don't know yet.
No, that's all right. One to look out for. Hey, Noel, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. And I'm sure the weather might be nice for it, but who knows? At the end of the day, you can always go out on a quick bike ride around Central Victoria. Noel, really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Daniel. Have a lovely weekend too. Always a pleasure.
And to you as well. Noel Sands talking all things cycling on the Sideline View. It's Gold Central Victoria.